Agotin Erev Shabbos, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 182. Svarma Rabbi Tversky, Rizal Pliskin, and others about self-esteem and about positive thinking and about taking action. And we're alternating between a book called Life's Too Short, a very, very important book regarding self-esteem and how to stop self-defeating behaviors. And we're also going through a book by Rabbi Zalman Pliskin called Taking Action, on how to take action with Menuchas HaNefesh, without confusion, but with a clarity and with a serenity, and but actually actualizing your life by actually doing things in life. And he has a chapter here called Think Before Taking Action. And now, you can't overthink before taking action, because then you'll never take action. You have to think to a certain degree and then do it. Now, it does say Nasa v'nishma, right? They jumped and they did it, and they were credit for it at the B'nai Yisrael, that they did the mitzvahs before the nishma, before even understanding, you know, rationalizing or questioning Hashem, what it is it. They did it anyway. They did it right away. And they were called, there was a reason on that. They were praised for that. But one needs to recognize that the nasa that they did, whenever they did mitzvahs, that they did with a clarity, that they did with a yishuv hadas. So when, for example, when you're rushing to do a mitzvah, let's say Neres Chanukah, you have whatever zman you hold, and you prepare the licht beforehand, and you do everything before, and then you're doing everything like rushing the process because you want to get to that mitzvah. In a chanami, you do everything the right way, but when you're preparing the wicks, you think of how to do it right. And then finally, you're there by the mitzvah, then you do the mitzvah, you do it slow and clear and with a kavana before. That's the think before taking action thing we're talking about here. And just to make sure that your action is a healthy one. So in actions, maisim, the actions will enable you to accomplish and achieve. But what needs to come before action is thinking. You need to think first. You could think big, you could think bigger, but always think first. Taking action without thinking will lead to many avoidable mistakes and errors. Taking action without thinking may lead to unnecessarily machlokes and hurt feelings, misunderstandings. Taking action without thinking will lead to wasting a lot of time and energy. It may get you far, but it may get you in the wrong direction far. Thinking won't automatically help you avoid these problems, but when you have wise and correct thinking that will enable you to make the best possible choices, it'll help you do so with whatever current knowledge and resources you have. Not thinking will cause you to make many choices that are not in your best interest. So thinking beforehand is not a guarantee that you'll always get it right, or that you'll always be thinking right, but not thinking is a guarantee that you'll make many mistakes. So what do you do? Before taking any action, you clarify your goals. What do you want to do? If I say this statement, or if I do this action, what will I accomplish? What will I hope to accomplish? Think about what other things I can say or do that will help me reach the goal that I want. Is this the best option? What I'm thinking about doing now, is this that best option? Or maybe there's a downside to what I may say, or maybe there's a downside to what I may do, and I have to be careful about it. When you spend time thinking about your options and about consequences, then you'll be able to learn from each experience and think even better the next time. So even by Yad HaChayin, we talk about this bracha a lot in the Shiurim. Then you ask Hashem for knowledge and das. Part of it is the knowledge and das to be able to help you and assist you to make the right decisions. And then when you take action afterwards, you'll take the right action. Rizal Pliskin says as follows: I interviewed two people who wanted to increase their level of happiness and build their self-image. I asked each one separately about how his life was going on now and how he wanted to create his life. One of them answered, "My life is very disappointing. I'm busy all the time. I don't accomplish even a fraction of what I want to accomplish. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I have many setbacks, and hardly anything works out the way I wish. I'm frustrated. My self-image is a self-image of a failure. And I'm unhappy is an understatement. My life is full of suffering. Why is life so rough?" That's one person's answer. The second person's answer was the opposite. "I have a great life. I realize I'm created in the Almighty's image. Tzelem Elokim, and that I love, and he loves me, and he wants me to succeed. I have much spiritual fulfillment from the Torah that I study and from davening and shul. I have many opportunities to do acts of chesed for others. I wanted to talk to you because I realized that someone with a lot of experience can give me some tips on how to achieve even more. So Rizal Pliskin talked about these two opposite reactions, and he said these people both came from similar backgrounds, similar level of intelligence, but there was a major difference. The one who was dissatisfied with his life didn't spend much time thinking and planning. He reacted to any circumstance and situation that arose, went in one direction and then in the other direction. So, of course, he didn't reach many goals. He started and stopped. He made mistakes and limited himself. And when an opportunity came up to do something constructive, but he did it without pursuing enough thinking about it to get the full picture, to weigh the pros and cons of it. So the root of this is often, very often, by the way, the root of not going and pursuing your goals this way and thinking could very often be lack of self-esteem. Sometimes it could be laziness, not lack of self-esteem. Sometimes the laziness comes about because of your lack of self-esteem. So each person has to know themselves. Now that other person whose life was going very, very well devoted their time to thinking and planning. So that also, by the way, has to do with a healthy self-confidence. You have healthy self-confidence in your God-given abilities that each one of you, man and woman, have that potential and have that goal. So you have that confidence in yourself. You'll be able to have trust in Hashem, that he'll give you clarity. And this person was clear in his mind about major things he wanted to accomplish in his life. He thought about the best ways to do things and what he would do if various obstacles arose. He was mentally prepared for challenges. He responded to situations and circumstances in a wise way. He had meetings with himself. He actually sat down and made certain that he would not be disturbed and that he would think about what is the best and wisest thing for him to do. Unlike people who plan a lot of time worrying, he planned a lot of time thinking and planning. And this thinking and planning that he had saved him from a lot of distress and worry. This time spent thinking saved him from an enormous amount of time. He utilized his time efficiently and effectively. He had great self-image, one of the happiest people you could meet. And even though he was very successful, he still did all that he could do to keep developing his skills and talents even further. So be resolved to think about what you want to accomplish and the best ways to do so. And the amount of time you spend planning is only a fraction of the time that you would spend fixing unavoidable mistakes. When you look back at the use of your time, you will feel a glow of satisfaction. So all this is very important. And when we give the Shalom Bayis Shiurim, this also, this thinking in advance, this thinking in a deep way of how could I better my marriage? How could I behave or react in a way that will make me have a better and closer relationship with my husband, with my wife. Very, very important. And the Chayv HaSalvavos, rather the Mesil Shisharim talks about it in Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim, regarding thinking about your life. He has a great, beautiful paragraph that I'm going to quote now about the idea of thinking about where your life is heading spiritually. And he says as follows. He says, that he thinks in his businesses, in what he needs for parnasa, let's say. So then listen carefully. Why doesn't he place in his heart, even for one moment of each day, also to think this in real thought? Mahu, who is he? Who am I? Lama bala olam? Why am I on this world? What does Hashem want from me? My yesef kol inyan and yonav will be the end of everything I do. And he says here, listen carefully, this is the best anecdote. This is the best refuah. This is the best solution, the chazaka, the strongest solution, to fight against the Yetzer Hara. The kal, it's easy to do. Pulasa Gedoyla has great effect. Oper Yorav, and the fruits of the labor of this is great. Sheyamid Adam Bechol Yoim, that he should stand every day at least one hour, one moment, an empty extra time, and remove other thoughts and just think about this. And then he goes further. I'm going to paraphrase. What did the Rishonim, what did the Avos do that Hashem desired them? Meaning that you learn from that to follow his ways. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What did David HaMelech Mashiach Hashem do? And all the Gedolim in front of us. By the way, this is not, you cannot say, well, they were Gedolim. I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not David. I'm not Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So what am I thinking this way? Absolutely not. Masa Yagia Maisa L'Maisa Avosav. You could reach or at least touch those Maisim. You think about it. What did Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov do? I'm going to follow their ways. What did Moshe do? What did David HaMelech do? I'm going to follow their ways. What could I do in my life that will be good? And you think in what matziv you're on in now. I'm paraphrasing the Derech Yitzchayim. What is the way to go? What is the way of true Avdei Hashem that did in the past? And so on and so forth. This is very, very important to constantly think about your goals. Why are you here? And then act upon it afterwards. And then you'll be matzliach. So he says very important, the Ramchal, that you should have a kviya zman to put in your heart these type of thoughts, and you'll be matzliach. So the same thing applies to every individual action. This is on overall your life, you know, scheme of where you're headed. But overall in your life as well, it is very, very important to think before you act with in a serious way. All you have the ability to do so, and that will transform your life overall. In Shalom Bayis, if you do it, you think in your ramifications of what you're saying, how you're saying, asking for your Siyata Shemaya, and calculating things before you open your mouth, it'll create a tremendous amount of improvement in your marriages and improvement in your life and beit olam chaverei overall. Bracha v'atzlacha.